John chapter 6, please. I think probably this passage has been used in connection with missions more than any other, but I believe there's things that we can learn this morning. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Remain standing, please, as we read verses 5 through 13. Our Father, we thank you for the wonderful singing. Thank you for this church. We are grateful. We're not trying to flatter. We're trying to be grateful for everything you've done. Thank you for the souls that have been saved here. Thank you for their ministry abroad. Thank you for their own children that are stepping today on foreign soil. I pray that God you would bless and lead and guide. Speak to us today. Give us great victory. Now, Lord, I want to be a blessing. Fill me with thy spirit and give us liberty and power. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Still standing, you don't mind, please. Verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he saith unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Thank you. You may be seated. Feeding the multitude. A great multitude had followed Jesus because of his miracles. The multiplying of bread and fishes here is of such magnitude that it's registered in every one of the Gospels. If you will check closely, there are very few things our Lord did that are registered in every one of the Gospels. I believe that this event is registered because it is showing us great principles in how to reach the multitude. Now, may I say this morning that missions isn't man's invention. It didn't even originate in the heart of the Apostle Paul. Missions originate in the heart of God. Missions is God after man. And the minute that Adam sinned, God went after him and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? And there was the first mission program set up. Missions is a sob of God throughout all the Bible. And our Lord was the greatest missionary. Even his messages are permeated with missions. He said, God so loved the what? That's missions. He said, I am the light of the what? That's missions. He said, the field is the what? Thank you. That's missions. He said, go you therefore into all the what? That's missions. Now, if God is sending us, and God is calling out of your number, and God is calling missionaries around the world Then I submit to you, there must be a way to sustain them and to supply the need of the ones going. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I want us to notice, first of all, the means to commence. In verse 9, they had very little to start with. Andrew said, there is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. There was a little boy. He could have done 3 things with his lunch. He could have hit it and pinched a little bit all along, because great day, you wouldn't want to take out a lunch, one lunch, in front of 5,000 hungry men and their wives and all of that gang of youngins. You wouldn't want to do that. Or he could have tried to distribute. Here's a little piece for you. Here's a little piece for you. Here's a little piece for you. But I believe he was curious. And like all boys, he began to crawl under the legs and in and out between the men. And he came up and he heard Jesus say, Philip, where are we going to get the food? And Andrew was a friendly fella. And he slipped up and he pulled Andrew's robe and he said, sir, do you have a lunch? And Andrew said, no, I don't. Little boy said, I've got one. I've been hiding it, but here it is. Take it to him. So they started out with just 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Now, notice the Bible says what kind of loaves they were. The Bible says that they were barley loaves. That was the poorest, meagerest kind of bread that was made in those days. And there were 2 small fishes, about the size of sardine fishes. How many have ever eaten sardine fishes? Raise your hand. Yeah, you haven't this morning. I would have smelled you from here. They weren't sardine fishes, but they were about that size. Now, may I say this morning that I'm glad that Jesus never despised anything that was given to him because of its number, because of its quality, or because of its size. He's always grateful for what we give to him. Amen or not, brethren? I remember sitting in a church, and this church was trying to help us raise some money to buy a car in those days. And they took an offering. And I don't know whether you know it or not, it's hard for the fellows on the first roll to give an offering. Because you see, the usher usually just walks by. He doesn't want to stop and say, hey, you going to give anything or not? He just kind of flies by. Now, when they get to the other benches, they begin to pass the plate. And they were receiving the offering, and a little fellow next to me, all of a sudden, the pen went by him, and he frantically began to reach in his pocket, and he gulped. He didn't know what to do. The usher was way down here, and he didn't know whether to run after him and put the money in or what he should do. And then he gulped again, and he pulled his hand out. He said, Brother Jimmy, I want to give this to you. It's all I got. And he opened up his hand, and there was a nickel and 2 pennies. And I was so humbled, and the first thing that I wanted to do was to close his hand and say, son, I've got a lot more money than that. I don't need that. And then I was reminded that little fella was given up to Jesus Christ, and our Lord never despises what we give to him, regardless of how little it might be. Amen or not? And by the way, that's the only time anybody's ever said to me, it's all I've got. It's all I've got. Now, I'm glad that our Lord can take our little and use it, amen or not. R.A. Torrey said about D.L. Moody, he wasn't a brilliant man. He wasn't a Bible scholar, but he said, there's one thing I know about him. All 240 pounds was given to God Almighty. He used what he had. Now, that's the means to commence. But let's look at secondly at the method to continue. Before we do that, I believe that we ought to show you that there are five excuses that the disciples gave for not feeding the multitude. Two of them, leave your finger over here in John and turn over to Matthew chapter 14. And we find two of the excuses right here in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 15. Verse 15 says, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place. That's the first excuse. They said the territory is too laborious. There's no way that anything can grow. There's nothing that can be done here. The territory is too laborious. Have you ever heard that? Boy, where I work, it's so hard. I mean, it's terrible. Have you ever heard that? Raise your hand. Sure. Every preacher's field is harder than the other preacher's field. And that's what they're saying. And they're saying this is a desert place. But look down in verse 19. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the what? Oh yeah, we always over-exaggerate how hard it is. They said nothing can grow here. It's a desert place. But Jesus had them sit down on the grass. And John said there was much grass there. So they came to the Lord. And they said, Lord, nothing can be done here. And the reason is that this is, the territory is too laborious. And look at the second excuse. This is a desert place, and the time is now, what? Tell me somebody. Past. Territory is too laborious, and the time is too late. There's no hope. It's too late. We can't see anything done. It's too late. Have we ever heard that about revival? I believe that God can revive you individually. I believe that God can revive your church. But many times we sit around and we say our chance has passed and it's too late. And as far as missions, I'm afraid that we have drifted to where we're in a syndrome of hold your own. Hold your own. We're doing all we can. Oh, thank God for faith promise, which constantly challenges you to do more and more and more. We can never be satisfied as long as the world is lost out there. We've got to be challenged. We've got to be concerned. Now, you go back to Matthew, to John, and we'll see the third excuse, and this is a good one. This is a good one. Verse 5 and 6. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Listen, folks. When God asks us the question, he's not looking for information. He's trying to prove us. And he looks at Philip and he says, Philip, and someone says, why did he mention Philip? Why did he ask Philip? Well, Philip was a great calculator. I've preached on the 12 disciples, and Philip is that calculator. I mean, he doesn't do anything without calculating first. I've often wondered how they knew there were 5,000 men. It could have been just the omniscient mind of our Lord. It could have been just the inspiration of scriptures, or it could have been Philip. Lord, there's 5,000 men here. I've already calculated them. There's 5,000 men, not talking about their lady folks. And Lord, look at that gang of young'uns. We're sunk. And look at the excuse he gives in verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Now, the minute that Jesus asked Philip, he went over to Judas and said, Judas, how much we got in the treasury? Said 200 pence. He came back and he gave this classic excuse for not feeding the multitude. He said, Lord, the treasury is too limited. Whew. Have you ever heard that? I mean, we just don't have the money. Hey, have you ever seen a Baptist church? I mean, an independent Baptist church that's got a big treasury? They're all limited. And they had $32 to $40. That's 200 pence. Now, let me calculate a little bit. If there were 15,000 people, I believe that's a conservative figure, 5,000 men, wives, Matthew says, and their children. I think that's conservative. You know how much it would have taken to feed them 20 tons of food. And he stands there and he looks there at their treasury and he said, boy, it can't be done. Our treasury is too little. It's too limited. And then look at the fourth excuse in verse 8 and 9. At one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. That looks pretty good. It looks like Andrew has faith. But then he ruins everything by saying, but what are they among so what? Many. Well, you see, they spread the tablecloth on the ground. And they put 5 loaves and 2 little tiny fishes. And they say, Lord, the territory is too laborious. The time is too short. And Lord, the treasury's too limited and the table's too little. There's just not enough on that table to feed the multitude. It just can't be done. The table is too little. And the fifth excuse that they made is in the same verse. But what is that among so many? The throne is too large. Lord, that among so many, and here they are convinced that they have legitimate excuses for not feeding the multitude. And what did they say do with the multitude? Somebody tell me. Send them away. Send them away. Lord, we've got good excuses. We made 5 of them. Now send the multitude away. Aren't you glad that our Lord never said that? Hallelujah. He has never said, send them away. Well, there's a method.
There's a method. There's not only the means to commence, but there's a method to continue. Look down in verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Now look here. Our Lord didn't make a mountain of bread over here and say, now give it out. He told the disciples, take these five loaves, these two little fishes, and give them out. And they said, he said, huh? And so here they start. One, two, three, four, five. Oh my, it's bound to be empty. No. Why, there's more bread here. One, two, three, four, five. Why, it's full again. One, two, three, four. Catch it back there. Five. One, two. And as long as they had faith to walk out, every single person ate, amen or not. And so he was the manufacturer, but they were the distributors. And all they did was to walk out by faith. And as they went out by faith, he manufactured and they distributed. That's the method. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we can sit around with the same arguments and we can say it can't be done. We've gone as far as we can. Nothing else can be done. We can sit around and make the same arguments, or we can believe God and walk out by faith this morning. Amen or not? We can walk out by faith. Now, there's one thing I've noticed, Dr. Lashley, that's perturbed me. I move in an area of churches that are great churches, and I consider this a great church, but I found out that a lot of preachers are just satisfied to hold what they got. I believe that's dangerous. I believe that God must lead us. And sometimes we may not be able to do all that we would like to do, but we should always have the desire. There should always be a burning desire in our heart to do more. All right, we have seen, hey, by the way, verse 11 said, as much as they would, they ate as much as they would, and verse 12 says, and they were filled. You know, even the back row folks got to eat. Aren't you glad of that, amen or not? The disciples didn't stay there on the front row and say, here, eat some, eat some, eat some. Hey, eat some more, eat some more, eat some more. Hey, eat some more, eat some more. That's what we're doing. We're preaching to the front row nations day after day after day. And there's the back row nations that would love to hear, that want to hear also. And our Lord made the bread get back to the back row nations. They all ate. They all ate. And I like what it says, as much as they would. Now, I know what you're thinking. I just read your mind. You're saying, hey, if we do what these missionaries come in here and challenge us to do, we'll never have anything ourselves. Oh, you won't? Look down in verse 13, please. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. How much did they start with? 5 loaves. How many fishes? How much they end up with? A basket for each disciple. Huh? And I believe that Andrew said, "Son, you gave this, you're going to eat with me. This basket is for us." You see, what I'm trying to say is that if we will care about others, if we will be usable in God's hand, if we will be His instrument and walk out by faith, He will not only feed the rest, but He will supply our own personal needs. I believe that. Now, I want to show you the last thing. And you ladies, don't put your shoes on yet. Just leave them off. That doesn't mean we're through. But I want, as we've seen, the means to commence, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And we've seen the method to continue, which is faith. And now look at the last, and I like it. The master to consummate. Look at back at verse 5 just a minute. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Here is God the Son. Standing next to Philip and saying, "Philip, where are we going to get it?" Do you know what he wanted Philip to do? He wanted Philip to use an old southern expression and say, "Shucks, Lord, that's no problem for you. You created the sun and the moon, and Lord, you're able." But instead, old Philip went over there and said, "Judas, how much we got in the treasure? How much we got in the treasury?" Here was omnipotence at his hand. Here was God Almighty, all sufficient. But instead of saying, "Lord, you're able," he looked in the treasury. And so our Lord had to show them that, thank God, there is a master that will consummate. Amen or not, brethren? Our God is greater than all of their excuses. They said the territory is too laborious. The time is too late. The treasury is too limited. The table is too little. The throng is too large. But our God says, "Hey, I'm greater. I'm greater than all of your excuses. Put them up." Now let me calculate just a minute. But for His honor and His glory, if every one ate 5 little fishes, if you were right hungry, reckon you could eat 5 little old fishes? Sure you could. Say, "Why'd you go to him?" Well, I go to this fellow right down here. Could you eat 5 little old fishes? You was right hungry. And I believe 3 loaves wouldn't be too, I mean, little tiny loaves. Well, some may have eaten a whole lot more, and others may have eaten a whole lot less. But let's just say each one ate 5 fishes and 3 loaves. Hey, you know how much that is? That's 45,000 loaves. You know how many fishes that is? That's 75,000 fishes. You know how you get bread? You got to plant a seed in the ground. It's got to grow. And then after it's grown up, they cut it down. And there's a process that they go through in to make bread. You know how you get fishes? They are mated. And then the eggs are produced. The eggs are hatched. And then little tiny fishes have to grow into bigger fishes. But our Lord jumped over the whole process. As they went out and fed the people, our Lord jumped over the whole process. What I'm trying to show you is that He is able. He is the master that's able to consummate and help you do what God leads you to do. Amen or not, brethren? Hey, let's go on the Old Testament a little bit. Just a minute. Just a minute.
3 million Israelites left Israel. Have you ever thought how much water they needed today? To drink? To wash? To wash their clothing in? We calculated it. 11 million gallons a day. And they never lacked. Isn't that wonderful? Amen or not? How much food did they need? Well, if that manna weighed as much as bread, are you listening? They needed 1,500 tons a day. Think of that. 1,500 tons a day, showing that our God is able. And you remember what it says? In Exodus 14, 21, you need not turn. You can look it up later on. It said that Israel crossed the Red Sea in one night. Well, let me show you something. Would you gentlemen help me? Would you help me, sir? Would you help me? Would you come right out? Just turn around and face folks. If they crossed over, 3 million of them, in ranks of twos, it would have taken them 36 days and 36 nights to cross over. But the Bible said they crossed over in one night. Hey, oh me. No, not enough room. You know how many they had to be abreast? 5,000 abreast. And you know how wide the Red Sea had to open to let 5,000 men abreast march through it? It had to open up 3 miles. There wasn't a little pig trail coming out of Georgia, bless your heart. I mean, there was a highway 3 miles wide. Thank you, brethren. That's our God, amen or not. Now, we sit around and we worry and we say, God, put this on my heart. But, oh, how is it going to happen? Oh, these disciples, they didn't know. But here they are. They've got the master to consummate in reaching this multitude. Do you really believe that God's concerned about that multitude out there? You really believe that God's concerned about world evangelism? Sure He is. Sure He is. Then if He has placed on your heart, if He has placed on your heart, I stand here this morning and say He will consummate it. He will supply every need. And the method that we're involved in this morning, feeding them by faith, is a method that will get it done. Are you ready to go forward? Are you ready? Can you trust Him? Huh? He's able? Yes, He is. If you're lost here this morning, could I close by just saying this? Thank God He is able. He has provided for you salvation at the cross of Calvary. There is the bread of life that is sufficient to satisfy your longing soul, to forgive your sins. There is bread already provided for you by the cross of Calvary. Will you trust Him? Will you be saved this morning? Thank you. Shall we bow our heads in prayer, please? Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Our Father, we come to Thee this morning. We thank You from the very depths of our heart that there was means to commence. There wasn't much. 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. They were barley loaves. The meager, poorest kind of bread. Thank God there was a method that would work. Oh, those disciples like us, have made those excuses time and time again. Lord, but help us to just be obedient to your command. And we don't know where it's going to come from, $125,000 this year. We don't know where it's going to come from. But as we begin to march through the year and begin to feed the multitudes, I believe, God, that you will do miracles and you will supply that need, because you're a master that's able to consummate and bless the faith and the obedience that your people have. And then save that dear person that may be here lost this morning. Speak to us. For Jesus' sake we pray. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. I want to ask two questions before your pastor takes over. I want to ask, how many here this morning say, Brother Jimmy, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved. If I were to die right now, I know I'm saved. Can you raise your hand way up high? Are you saved? Isn't that wonderful? Thank God for a large number of hands. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. How many say, Brother Jimmy, I couldn't raise my hand, but I do care about my soul. I do care about what happens to me. And before you close this prayer, I'd like to pray. I'd like for you to pray for me. I wonder how many men and women over this congregation would say, Preacher, I'm lost, or you may classify yourself as a backslider. You would say, I'm lost or I'm a backslider. I need prayer this morning. Please pray for me. Would you slip that hand way up high, please? Way up high. Could I have the opportunity and the honor of praying for you this morning? Would you lift it way up high, please? Is there anybody in the building that will raise that hand and say, I'm lost, but I care for my soul? Would you pray? Would you pray for me, preacher? Is there anyone here that will raise that hand and take it down and say, pray for me? Anybody here, will you lift that hand and take it down? All right, let me talk to God's people just a minute. Tonight I'm going to challenge you about going and praying. But I want to ask you right now, how many of God's people have sincerely prayed about your faith promise for next year? Would you raise your hands high, please? You prayed about it. You prayed about it. All right, God bless you. How many will say, Brother Jimmy, I haven't prayed like I should, and I'm sorry, I really love the Lord, but I haven't been as serious as I ought to be about faith promise giving. Pray for me this morning before you close. Are there Christians that raise your hand and say, pray for me? Would you lift them up way up high? God bless you. God bless you. Let's speak. God bless you. God bless you. Are there others that will raise those hands and say, pray for me? God, help us to care about this world. God, help us to be sincere and not take it for granted and not think that someone else will do it. Each and every one of us has got to be involved in this. Is there another Christian that will raise that hand and say, pray for me? God bless you, precious young lady. God bless you. Every one of us can be involved. Is there someone else who raised that hand and say, pray for me this morning, please? Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. All right, shall we stand, please? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Our Heavenly Father, we felt this morning that we that we must conclude what we started in the Sunday school class. Tonight I want to really challenge about going and praying. But I pray that God speak to us this morning. Thank God for the burden that's on a preacher's heart. Thank God for a man that's so concerned, and everyone is asked to pray. He said, pray about our faith promise. Pray about it. Oh God, we're in your hand this morning. Help us to be serious and broken and compassionate, flexible. Put upon our hearts that which needs to be put. We thank you, Lord, that year after year we have seen you in our individual life lead us in faith promise giving. And we've seen you supply that individually. We've seen you do that for a church. And this church has seen it for 20 years now. Oh, Father, please help us. Bless us for Jesus' sake. Our heads are bowed and the preacher's here. If you'd like to come while we're singing just a verse or two, we're going to sing and then the preacher's going to come around. Shall we sing what? 272. You need not even turn to your songbook. Everyone knows it. If God's spoken to you, you're lost. The pastor's down here. Dr. Lashley's down here at the front. And you Christians, you may not even need to speak to him, but you'd like to come down and bow at an altar and say, God, help me. Help me to get involved in this. Help me to be concerned about feeding the multitude around the world. Would you slip out, please, as we sing just a verse or two? Come on now. Please come. That's right. God bless you. That's right. God bless you. Are there others? You raise your hand. That's right. You may not want to say a word. You may just want to pray. Slip on down and pray and ask the Lord to lead you. Just one other verse, would you please come? Please come. If there's been a little lethargy in your heart, if there's been a little holdback, you need to just pray and say, God, help us. Slip on down with these others. God bless you. Let's sing just one other verse, please.
Just as
is there someone else who'd like to slip on out and come on down? Father, this is a great day in this church, and I pray that God would use every one of us. Thank you for the choir, how you've used them, how you've put your hand upon them, and how they've challenged our hearts. How we're praying, oh God, you would continue to move. In just a few minutes, we're going to ask your people to commit themselves. I pray that, God, you would help it to be done after prayer and with great anticipation and with great faith in you. Lead us and guide us step by step. Bless the comments of the pastor and bless as we distribute faith promise cards. Help us, Lord, as we are on the very, very edge of that which is so important to you. And it's important to us. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.
No one leaving, please. No one leaving, please. Just may be seated for just a moment. We ask you, no one leaving, please, unless it's an absolute emergency. This is, folks, souls are in the balance.